Martha's Vineyard NGO raises over $40,000 off illegal aliens from Florida. By John Binder on September 16, 2022. A non-governmental organization, NGO, in Martha's Vineyard has raised more than $40,000 after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., sent 50 illegal aliens on planes to the Elite Island, where the nation's wealthiest residents own summer homes. This week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., flew about 50 illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard, a wealthy enclave of liberals and home to former President Obama, who owns a nearly $12 million estate. In response, Martha's Vineyard officials declared a humanitarian crisis, and since then, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, R., has bussed the illegal aliens off the island into Joint Base Cape Cod, even as a Breitbart News analysis shows the island could house about 6 million border crossers and illegal aliens. Before the illegal aliens were bussed off Martha's Vineyard, a donor to Vice President Kamala Harris set up a GoFundMe for the Martha's Vineyard Community Foundation to provide support to the new arrivals and labeled the DeSantis flights a cruel ruse. A tweet specified that the effort had raised over $36,000. The NGO has now raised more than $40,000 off the illegal alien flights, although it sits on assets under management of over $14 million, according to its site. Since the illegal aliens were bussed off Martha's Vineyard, the NGO is continuing to raise money for ongoing work that it does in the area. Via GoFundMe. The migrants left Martha's Vineyard for the Cape this morning. You are welcome to still give to support the MV Community Foundation and its ongoing work. But any donations as of 11 a.m. today will go to shoring up the organizations that provided assistance over the past few days and to building up the reserve to assist situations like this in the future, rather than directly helping this group of migrants and their situation. Martha's Vineyard is a community of open-hearted individuals that view these migrants as people, not political pawns. Emphasis added. However, the island is a resort community with only 20,000 year-round residents, and it already faces a shortage of affordable housing and off-season jobs, emphasis added. Democrats praised themselves for aiding the illegal alien arrivals before Baker sent them on buses to Joint Base Cape Cod. A Spanish-language TV reporter noted that residents had privately admitted that they did not want the illegal aliens near their community. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.